very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk. We're broadcasting from Washington, D.C. As you know, because of the coronavirus, I'm broadcasting from home in Washington, D.C. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
And I'm Gibbs Dube in Maryland, and I'm broadcasting from my home.
Yes, as you know, because of the COVID-19, we are now actually broadcasting from home, and this is a pre-recorded program. So whatever numbers we're giving you here might have changed by the time you watch this program. Zimbabwe currently has 383 positive COVID-19 cases with 54 recoveries and still 4 deaths. How does it look like on the international scene, Gibbs?
Yes, before that, we know that there are 54 people that have actually recovered in Zimbabwe from COVID-19. And some of these cases are actually emanating from South Africa. You know, there are some people who have gone back home, and these are the people that are actually testing positive for COVID-19. And as we speak right now, Zimbabwe has tested over 58,000 people, and this includes many tests. There is what is called a PCR and an RT test. So those combined is 58,438. We know that when we look at cumulative figures, we know that Harare is leading so far with 149 cases, so which means Harare is a hot area. And then followed by, closed by Maswingo with 49 cases, and then others are following closely. So indications, Marvelous, that this disease is actually gripping Zimbabwe in one way or the other. Then globally, according to Johns Hopkins University, there are 7,934,277 people that have tested positive for COVID-19. And out of these, almost half have actually recovered. And then we've got 433,919 people that have died. And in USA, you know, it has got the largest number of people that have tested COVID-19 positive. So there are about 2,094,000. Out of these people, 150,000 have died. So it seems this disease is actually gripping many countries. And we've seen that there's an upsurge of COVID-19 in the USA in certain states. Mm-hmm. You know, these are states where they've actually opened some businesses. So I'm going to tell you about the COVID-19 in Zimbabwe. So I'm going to tell you about the 383 people umkhuhlane lo kwele Zimbabwe futhi kusithi-ke abayi 54 sebesilile kuzobuya abanye babhubha. Nase sihlangela sebetestiwe bedlula 58,000. Emhlabeni wonke jikelele sebephuphise ukufika 8 million abantu kuzobuya abadlula 433,919 sebebhubhile. Kodwa-ke bakhona njalo abaningi asebe-recovile emhlabeni wonke jikelele. Khonapha kwele Melika uyamemetheka kakhulu lo mkhuhlane 2,094,000. Asebebanjwe umkhuhlane lo 115,000 babhubha. Siyabona njalo kwele Zimbabwe lamhlabe kukhulekwa umongameli wathi abantu kumele bebambe umthandazo ukwenzela ukuthi phela umkhuhlane lo uhambe. Ye, so kunjalo Marvelous. So ke abantu kuthiwa kumele bakhuleke, kanti yabona ke kumele babambe umthandazo. Singazi ukuthi bawubambile uba bawubambanga. Kunabanye bathi khonokhu ngani akuhambe kakuhle. Nilabo abanye abantu lapha ngizabadlala ukuthi wezwe ukuthi bathini ngakhonokho.
Kune avo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro pano pachirongwa chedu cheLive Talk icho tiri kutepfenyura tiri kuumba pari zvino ndiri kutepfenyura ini ndiri muWashington DC. Tichange tiri kutaura nemi pamusoro pedambudziko rechirwere cheCOVID-19 tichitarisa zvakare zviri kuitika munyika panyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika. Pari zvino munyika tinoona kuti mune vanhu 383 vawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nedambudziko irori recovid-19, 54 vachiwanikwa ivo vachibata chirwere ichi vachichikunda, asi tichiona kuti pane vanhu vana pari zvino vakabatwa nechirwere ichi vakawanikwa vachishaya. Saka ndozvatange tiri kutarisa pazuva ranhasi pasi rose pari zvino. Tichitarisa isu zviri kubva kuJohn Hopkins University iri muno muAmerica iri kuti iyo pasi rose vanhu vabatwa nechirwere ichi checovid-19 vanosvika ivo 7,799 vashaya vanosvika ivo 433,000 zvichidaudzira. Muno muAmerica matiri imo muno mune vanhu 2,000,000 zvichidaudzira vabatwa nedambudziko iri recovid-19 115 vachiwanikwa ivo vachishaya. Muno muWashington DC mandiri pari zvino mandiri kutepfenyura ndiri mune vanhu 9,767 vabatwa necovid-19 515 vachiwanikwa ivo vachishaya. Saka tichange tiri kutarisa izvozvo kuti zviko zviri kuitika munyika pari zvino. Tichiona kuti pazuva ranhasi taona mutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vachikurudzira nyika uyezve vanhu vari muZimbabwe kuti vawanikwe ivo vachiita munamato wekuedza kuti chirwere ichi kana kuti dambudziko iri reCOVID-19 riwanikwe iro richipera. Saka tida kunzwa kuti imimi makwanisa here kutsanya uyezve nekunamata kuri kutaurwa nemutungamiri wenyika uyu uyezve zvinobatsira here kuti nyika pari zvino iwanikwe iyo ichiti iri kuda kutsanya. Tichiona kuti vamwe vari kuchema chema vachiti dambudziko renzara handiwo ratekeshera munyika. Saka zvimwe zvezvinhu zvatichange tiri kutarisa, titarisa zvakare zvematongerwo enyika zvataoneka zvataona zviitika munyika pazuva ranhasi. Gibbs.
Kucho kwako, we've got two guests that are already lined up. We've got Mr. Joseph Chuma of ZANU-PF and Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda, the MTC Alliance Presidential Spokesperson.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Sibanda, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. Mr. Chuma, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening. Thank you for also having me.
So let's start with you, Mr. Chuma. So the president actually called for a day of prayer and national fasting. How did it go today?
Well, for prayerful people, for people with Christian backgrounds, people prayed, others fasted, but the bottom line is that we were beseeching our Lord to intervene over this deadly pandemic disease called the COVID-19. We're also seeking the face of the Lord as detected by the Holy Book itself in 2 Chronicles 7, verse 14, which would clearly tell you that the Lord himself clearly sort of calls out, say, my people who are called by my name shall have themselves seek my face, turn out of their wicked ways. I, Jehovah, shall listen from heaven and will heal their land. So, basically, as a Christian nation, these are the details that we're following today to say, let us go back and seek the face of the Lord and get divine intervention in this pandemic that clearly the whole world is failing to find the cure for at the moment, although there are promises here and there. But look, we know that if we are Christians, the Lord always says, bring your burdens to me and I will make the yoke much easier for you.
Thank you so much. Let's go to Dr. Sibanda. How did the day go today?
A lot of people had a lot of activities relating to sharing solidarity with others. So we had a program of making sure that we bought friends and everybody something to eat just to show that solidarity. Look, when the devil invites you to church, you know that there is no church. You know, you must be mean. And we know that there's a lot of accusations, a lot of things that Mnangagwa has refused to apologize for. You know, the Bible is very clear about who should come before the Lord. You have to be clean in order to come before the Lord. You have to confess sins in order to come before the Lord. And Mr. Mnangagwa has never been one to do so. Right now, as I talked just 2 hours ago, we found a video of Mr. Mnangagwa with the guys that stole, that were stealing nearly $60 million from Zimbabwe. That has been donated by the World Health Program. And it turns out that Mnangagwa actually announced this. And yet we know that it was all just corruption because they were stealing these things at inflated prices. So we need the Bible requires that we see people by their works. Judging by Mr. Mnangagwa's works, really, we have a serious problem with what he's doing. We can't have people who steal and eat on their own, and then suddenly decide to invite us to fasting. Why didn't they invite us to the stealing and the eating?
Yeah. So, Mr. Chuma.
Well, I hear my good brother Nkululeko saying that he perceives that we're being the devil calling to change. And stuff like that. It's very unfortunate to find such a statement from a learned colleague like him. But look, it is opinion. Well, what I must say and clearly want to clarify is that the president is the president of the country just as much as their president of MTC Alliance, Chamisa, is the president of their movement. And therefore, those people, Chamisa, and our president, Idi Nangagwa, who always take pictures with a lot of people that they probably would not even know personally. But because of that public gesture and posture, they are bound and they're going to definitely do that. I've had a picture with Chamisa myself, but I'm ZANU-PF. And if somebody then picks up that picture of me standing with Chamisa, and then they say Chamisa is sold out to ZANU-PF or Joseph Chuma is sold out to MDC, will be very frivolous indeed. It's things that can happen. Leaders are supposed to do that. They are going to meet a lot of people, some good, some weird, some whatever you want to call it. It's just like in a family setup. You find a priest, a bishop in a family. You find a prostitute, a whore. You find a murderer. You find a thief. You find everything. But then that person that is found, and they not define the Dume clan or the Chuma clan or the Spanda clan. That's what they are doing, and they must be charged accordingly. So for you to judge the president for posing for pictures and videos, or even attending a gala with people that then later on turn out to be thieves or do whatever they do, is a bit unfair and a bit unprofessional. And a bit under the belt, really, for a person who is learned like Nkululeko, who knows himself that he has met a lot of people, he has taken pictures with a lot of people who might not even be upright in their social standing or otherwise, but still they have done so because they are sort of obliged to do so as public figures, as leaders. So let us not judge our president because of pictures and or associations that he has had with people. He's going to associate with everyone, but not everyone will have the intention of what the president wants and what the country needs.
Okay, marvelous. I think you can join us now.
Yes. Actually, before I actually go to the guests, we have a video of the president, what he said at the prayer meeting. So I'm going to play that so that we can hear what he said, then I'll come back to you, Gibbs, and we can then be able to ask our guests what their thoughts are on what the president said today at the prayer meeting.
The issue of prayer is not really new. After 37 years, when the new dispensation came into office, we introduced the prayer before and after cabinet. So we are now used to prayer. I know that many of our citizens are watching from various venues and homes, both inside and outside the country. All of us answering the call to pray for our country, individually, collectively, as families, and at workplaces. While I have declared today, the 15th of June, as the National Day of Prayer and Fasting, we are mindful that the Bible encourages us to pray without ceasing, for this is the will of our Heavenly Father. And this is in first.
There we are. So we're hearing there from the president saying that he's encouraging people to fast and pray today, June the 15th. So I'm going to get you back, Gibbs, so that we can hear what our guests are saying. Kune avo vachango bva kupinda muchirongwa tiri kutarisa isu dambudziko rechirwere cheCOVID-19 kana kuti coronavirus. Apo tiri kubva kunzwa kubva kuna vaEmerson Mnangagwa, mutungamiri wenyika, vachitaura ivo pamusoro pezuva irori ravati June 15 izuva reNational Day of Prayer and Fasting, vachikurudzira vanhu kuti vanamatire kuti zvinhu zvinake munyika. So Gibbs, we can now go back to our guest. If you can, I'm not sure who we. I think we. Need
okay, let's go to Mr. Chuma and then hear exactly what the president was saying. Mr. Chuma, is they always pray while they are having cabinet meetings, but indications are that maybe their prayers are not being heard by God in the best way, because the country is going the wrong way. Let's be very honest here, Mr. Chuma. It seems things are not going right for Zimbabwe as we speak right now. We are talking of an economy that is almost decimated. We are talking of a country where people are saying human rights abuses are very rampant. So, ukhuluma ngesindebele ukuthi khonokuba bathuma okwenzakalayo ukuthi lingaze likhuleke kumbe lenzeni ilizwe lime ngophondo ukhanyazana into zihambe kahle cela ukungena khonapho jo
ngiyabonga mthembu
okokuqala
umele sikunanzelele ukuthi thina siyisizwe esikhulekayo siyisizwe esikholwayo siyisizwe esilomdabu phakathi kodwa kaninginingi owakathesi abantu sebengamkhuli so umtho kukamongameli ubona aya sihlaleni sikhuleka kuyinto eqakathekileyo ye umkhonomi wethu uyabonakala ukuthi hhayi intozimanga kuhle akuhambi kuhle khonokhu mthembo kuvela esigabeni esisibona mide kathesi khonako ngenxa yokuthi kona udaba lokuthi asikhulekeni lubizwe ngumongameli wesizwe ubaba uMnangagwa abaphikisayo laba abamabandi aphikisayo singathi bonke nje singathi laba abe-MDC Alliance abakachamisa lo baba uSwazi Sihlahla la bahle baphikise khonoku futhi yabo siyimpilo yokuphikisa noma into inhle uyaphikisa kuphela yena okwakho yifuna ukuphikisa yikho khonoku okuyimbangela ekufikeni kwesizwe sethu ekuweni komkhonomi wethu ngoba akula ndosa ndawonye asiyiphambili sindawonye abanye badosa besiya eceleni pho-ke igedwe kuyalimeka leyo indima iyaphutsha kanjani nxa inkomo idonsa isiyale enye inkomo idonsa isiyale yilo esolukhulu kakhulu esisilalo ezweni lakithi lapha emthembu ezimbabwe ukuthi siphikise size siphikise le nto engafuni ukuphikiswa sikhangela khonapha eduze kumakhelwane le-South Africa laphana sibonile abaphikisayo lo mongameli wabo uRamaphosa oJulius Malema bebuya ndawonye lo mongameli wabo bekhuluma ngendaba ze-COVID bendawonye bekhuluma ngendaba zokuthi kona siqhubeke siyanjani njengelizwe bendawonye khona ngapha emelike likubona sakubona ku-Hillary Clinton lo baba uTrump ngemva kokhetho Hillary Clinton ikhala ngokuthi usijelezile ubaba uTrump kodwa wagcina sithi hayi okuqakathekileyo imelika imelika iqhubekile phambili into esikufunayo nalapha ezimbabwe if umkhonomi lo uvuka mthembu uzavuka ngenxa yokuthi wona obaba nabobaba onkulu bazavuka ngelilanga hayi bakithi okalokhu asiqhubekeli phansi babe yi-opposition e-constructive bebe yi-government in waiting eqotho hashi ukuthi bona bafuna ukuqala kubhidlike nxa sokubhidlikile ukuthi sithi ufuna ukuthatha uzathathani sokungumlotha yinto kumele umuntu
ahlalaoba
i-opposition eyakhayo hashi yokuthi konke vele okuphumayo ufuna ukuchothoza kuphela
ye siyakuza juma 1 minute sibili ngesikhiwa 1 minute kakhulu sibili ye khuluma khona sicela usondele efonini yakho juma ye sondele
What I was basically saying to is that here we have a president who's leading a Christian nation. Our nation is largely Christian, as much as we have our cultural beliefs as well, but mostly and by and large, we are a Christian nation. I know we've got Muslims as well, we can enough respect to that too. So he's simply alluding to the Bible, alluding to the Christian teachings of living to say, let us always pray, let us always seek the Lord, seek his face. And have his message, like I said earlier on, guided by Second Chronicles chapter 7 verse 14. So what we're looking at is the president being practical about it. That is why he even said that cabinet every time we open with prayer and close with prayer. Even parliament itself, as a member of parliament, our first thing is when we start, we always start with a prayer. So it just shows how in our nation is. So there's nothing wrong with that. But what is wrong with our politics that has come into even ruining our economy further more and more, is that we have got an opposition that is so much driven by the will and desire to oppose anything that will come out of the mouth of the sitting president, who is the comrade Edim Nangango. When he said, as a nation, let us pray, let us fast, then they are saying, no, let us buy food, let us feed people. You know, they will just want to oppose, just for the sake of opposing. We even failed to build our country because we are pulling in different directions here. While we try to have a trajectory that takes us forward, some people have a trajectory to say, no, nothing must move as long as we are not the ones who are in
power. Thank you.
With that kind of attitude, where are we going to go to? How far are we going to go?
Thank you, Juma. Thank you so much. Marvelous.
Maybe let me come in there and talk on the Satita Unza Vasbanda. Saka Vachuma Munona Zibatra Ereje, Munamato Neku Fasta, Nekutiva Morsota Routine, Zara Irimunika, Paris, you know, Varuto Fasta, Kunyanga, Tungamir, Nika Vanga Vasativa Dezira, Kutivan Vana Matinuk Fasta, Shinga Batira Ereje, Takatarisa Matamsu, Katarisa Manivan Munik.
Munamato sisima velazi wagara unobatsira kurukuru kana uri munamati uri munhu anovimba nemashoko amwari inini ndakakura nimba yeBhaibheri baba vangu vanga vari mufundisi ndinogona kutodaira kukudza izvozvi kuti takakura nemunamato isusu tainamata nafoma kuseni tinamata na 1 masikati tinamata na 8 manheru zvinhu zvese zvataita taitanga tapira kuna mwari zvinhu zvikafamba inini pachangu kuti ndiite abusinessman ndiita zvandaita zvakawanda zvacho zvinobva kunamato yandogara ndichiita yandoitirwawo nevabereki vangu yandoitirwawo nesangano rekwedu saka munamato inini ndinotenda kuti kana uchivimba nebhaibheri rinotaura kuti kana uchivimba chete zvinhu zvese zvaunoshuvira zvinoitika izvozvo saka inini ndofunga kuti kudaidzira kwemutungamiri wedu kuti ngatinamatei vanhu wee ndo chaicho tinofanira kuitira and munhu wese dai aita izvozvo zvaitinakira chose nekuti mwari ati iye anotsvaga mweya unomuda uchimunamata nemumwoyo nemuzokwadi
aiwa regai timbotora vasibanda tinzwo kuti vasibanda vari kuti chii panyaya yezviri kuitika vasibanda mungatitsananguro here kuti imi muri kuona sei tinoona kuti nhasi pazuva irori reday of prayer taona dzimwe nhengo nhatu dzebato renyu dzichiwanikwa idzo dzichinzi dzawanikwa dzichipinzwa zvakare muchizarira vanga vaenda kuti vanoapply bail Joanna Mamombe vanova ivo vanomirira Harare West nevamwe vamadzimai maviri munoona sei zvaitika izvi pazuva renational day of prayer iyi
Onaika zuva iriranga riri 3 day of national prayer vana vana kuzvitevedzera zvese munyika yemuZimbabwe vanhu vasora vachiita zvavanofanirwa kuita kuti vararame nokuti vanoziva kuti hurumende iri kudaidzira zvekunamata iyi hurumende iri kuda kuvanza nyaya yekubva kwairi kuita mari kuuraya kwairi kuita vanhu uye kushungurudza kwairi kuita vana vemuZimbabwe marevesa vanhu vase vachitaura pesa pakuti aiwa isitagara tiri pamutsanyo nenyaya yekuti chikapu chiri kunetsa chekubata hapana mabasa hapana naizvo hatizive kuti ava vari kuda zvekutsanya nhasi pese apa vaivepi uye vaidyei chavanga vawana kupi nenyaya iyo tinoti aiwa Zimbabwe ndiyo inoziva ndaanichida kuti ndibvunze mukoma wangu uyu kuti pakutaura pachokwadi mukoma nanhasi muchiri kusimbirira here nenyaya yekuti mune shiviro kana fungidziro yekuti rimwe gore pachaitika chiitiko chekuti zano ingabatsire nyika yeZimbabwe here kuendera mberi tichiburikidza neutungamiri wava munangagwa vane kutadza kuri pamusoro vasingazive chavanoita vasati vaziva kuti chinonzi hurumende chii vanofunga kuti chinongova chinhu chokuti vanotora ivo navana vavo nemudzimai wavo neshamwari dzavo dzinoba idzi dzabahwa idzi vachipanana mari vachiendesa kunana Europe uko kwavanoti havafanirwe kuenda muchiine chokwadi here chekuti vana vemuZimbabwe havasati vaziva kuti zano inoita zvekuba ndiyo iri kushungurudza nyika mobva madzoka kuno muchinyepera vanhu muchiziva zvenyu kuti kukuvara kuri kuita upfumi hwenyika hakunei nebato reMDC inyaya yekuti kana muchiba kana baba ari kuti amai vakati pamba vanongoti zuva rega rega taisa murivapo ivo vari kuoba vachidya vega nerweseri vana vozoshaya chekudya pamba votanga kuti aiwaka tine hama dzisina kunaka kana kuti tine maneighbors asina kumira zvakanaka tarisai zvamunoita mune muchiti pamaba anodzorera ndiani vanhu vakuru regai kuramba muchidaro vanhu wee nokuti vana vemuZimbabwe vanoziva zvamunoita havachadi kuudzwa rimwe gorewo
muchazoona kuti kana zvapera zvamunoita izvi zviri kuitwa nezvani izvi pane vachapindura mibvunzo imi mukoma regai kuzvipinza munyaya iyi haina kumira zvakanaka ine pasina kunyatsonaka pamberi apa nekuti vanhu vanenge vaakutaiwa ka ava ndo vaibatsira vanhu vaipomba vamwe vaiuraya vamwe vaibira nyika chititaurai kuti maidye ipapo maiwanei regai apa ndokutaura nerudo rukuru nokuti tinoziva kuti mukaenda kunana DRC kwaiva nevanhu vakaita sezampia vana mubhutu sezeseko ukaenda izvozvo uchawana mubhutu waiva nepurazi raiva nedzimba dzinotyisa dzoshaya anogarana nhasi nenyaya yekuti munhu wese unongotya kuti hanzi tikanzi dindapinda imomo ndonzo iwo chawakatora ndechipi vanhu wee regai kuramba muchifurigwa nezano muchiti pamwe pane zvandichawana kana kuti chandichengeta zano yaakumavira kwezuva yaakwainoperera nenyaya iyoyo mhanyai nguva ichipo moregedza kunyepegwa zviri kuitwa navamunangagwa izvo kuti hanzi unofamba uchishandisa bhaibheri sevanhu vaiita slave trade moshandisa bhaibheri kubira vanhu vapedza
vachuma pindurai zviri kutaurwa navasibanda
taro vanhu we
mukoma wangu Chibanda ndinoziva kuti anogara ari munhu ane shungu chaizvo uyezve munhu anogara akangoshatigwa hame nekuti zvaita sei saka hazvindikahlamadzi hangu kunzwa mashoko akadaro echibva kune mukoma wangu ini choga chandogara ndichitaura ndiichi kuti isusu tinoda kuti tivake Zimbabwe tiri tose naiye mukoma wangu Nkululeko Chibanda na mukoma wangu Chamisa vese tinovada and uye president wedu vagara vakavadaidza vese mutara kuti uyai uyai tibatani uyai titarise kuti nyika iyi toifambisa sei tozviita sei asi ivo vanoramba vachingotsika madziro vechiramba kuda kuuya vechiramba kuda kuti tibatane kuti tiite fine masolution enyika yedu Zimbabwe iyoyi eikonomi yedu iyoyo yes kutambura kuipo for sure but kuti uti iwewe vanhu havana kuzonamata nhasi handizoba because isusu tanamata dani munomuhawai unomuhawai alone I know of more than 6 organizations danga dzitonamata nhasi because vanga vachinditoka veseni vakuzinzau iwavo dakofani vemachurch kwedu kuzambe offices kudevisho dzakatinene function ikoko ndinoziva kuti ine church dhorobhakulaiyaene same function I know ma Roman Catholic organization danga anenge same function vese vanhu ava vanga vachinamata vechitikopa tinokumbura ti mumwe ikoko ndikakusanda kuti kumwe kuti tichatuma vamwe because handingazogone kuti tisvike kwese even minister of state vedu vanga vachindokoka kunzvimbo dzakawandawanda tikagumisaa kuti let's all separate kuti vanhu ngavaendoko vanhu ngavaendoko kuti tiedze kuti tishanyire vese vari kutikoka saka vanhu vanga vachinamata for sure because nyika yeZimbabwe vanhu makristu vanovimba kuna mwari and vanoziva bhaibheri
baba Chungwa siyakuzva sivele sike sizwe ubaba usibanda lapha baba usibanda siyabona ukuthi lamuhla abantu abaningi kade bethenga i-breakfast eningi bezidlela anti bekumele kufastwe i-fasting iye ngaphi baba sibanda
hayi phela liyabona ukuthi nxa kuthiwa kubizwe ilanga lokuzincitsha libizwa ngabantu abahlala bengazincitshi bentshontshile bathi mhlaba betshontshile bade bodwa bathi nxa sebebanjiwe sebekhithima batasizincitsheni bezama ukuthi kukhanye ngani sonke sisewudubekeni ayisiyo nto yokuthi ingayekuthi uzulu weZimbabwe abanikazi belizwe abanikazi benotholo esikuqhuluzwa ngumongameli labantu abakhe lomkakhe nabangani babo njengoba sibabonile sebeze baphuma nakumavidiyo ngifuna ukuthi siqakathekisele nelo zulu weZimbabwe ukuthi into ezikhulunywa lezi asonto zomlomo into zokuthi kula mavidiyo zulukandaba aphuma khona umnumzana uMnangagwa unkosikazi wakhe nabantu abakhe bayaphuma lakumapikitsha bekholisa lalaba bantu abahuquluza inotho yeZimbabwe kuyacatshangela njalo ukuthi bayihuquluza bayifumisa ngaphandle ngale bese iphendukisa ngasese beyiletha kubo omnumzana uMnangagwa kubantwana bakaMnangagwa ngakho khonokho yikho kwenza ukuthi uzulu weZimbabwe athi hayi bo yeke sibe lokhu sivalwa amehlo sikhangele ngabantu abadla bodwa bese besithi bakabantu ukuthi badla sebesithi ngathi sizincitshela ukudla ngoba bezama ukuzivala amehlo ngibona kani imiqotho lelo ikora tekele zuruganda. Na se nkwa isu mpo wetu, mse poni. Mpo wetu, nkwa isu ngakulu. Ukuti mpo wetu. Hey, 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 hey. Kuzima pande, na papandu batwele nzima. Chiana na papandu wezano na babagiti. Kichimu pembi, ukuze ngapa kwe MDC, uku president, uchamisa. Uwenze, ukuti kusasa, na unga fani na bangani, bangamo putu seseseku.
Espanda, babu. Espanda. So all what Espanda is saying is that, you know, Chuma must now join MTC Alliance, because he says ZANU-PF is behaving like Mobutu Sese Seko's party. So he says things are not going the right way.
Yes, I heard that.
Oh, politically. Yeah. I'm up to answer it.
I'm also forward to the Pina Footing Dialogue. I'm going to go to the
So,
I'm going to go to the next one. So what you are asking in company leo I sangana layo umnumzara umnangakwa ya in company ela malanga amabili amathathu izelwe ebese ithatha inathi yasebenza layo uhulumende kukanti imithetho kaHulumende idinga ukuthi inkampani lingakasebenzi layo lazi ukuthi ilo isuka ngapi ile reference ende ongakanani njalo sike yasebenza lobani yaphumelelisa yini lokho ekwenzayo singasatho njalo bakithi kasi thini thina umnanga kwa nyeza tulangala kholise hleka phela unkosikazi kamnanga kuhleke phela kwaze kwakhanya izinyo lomhlathini ekhulumisana namasela lawa labantu abathi besuka hlangana laye sebezofika ngapha ku ministry of finance sebephonguniwa nje ama contract lawo angakhangelwanga amanye onkavalo kusale wona awamasela khathi litshi ukuthi abantu bezimbabwe libenza izithuthi ezingakanani golide babo
siyabonga ye wothani sibambe umlomo khonapo ye sibambe umlomo khonapo
ngicela ukumphendula kunjani undawo
golide
asomapikija emhlangano ekwenza imali kunje umfuma amakampani Namaskets occasions, Afona. If you can another one, we are going to be able to do it.
What would you do? Colombia, 2 hours ago, Polite. If it is you, Umlanga, 60 million.
Zaran Cassis,
Who is 60 million?
No, Monga Meli. Can I give my contract? I'm a contract of two of my ministries in Ali. So, I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm going to do it.
All right, gentlemen. We just have a breather. Just a little bit, marvelous. What these gentlemen are talking about here is this controversial $60 million that is said to have been, you know, this kind of contract with Drugs International. And according to Spanda, you know, there are pictures and videos showing the president, his son, and the president himself associating himself with this guy who is now in Paz, you know, Guana, Guaya. So at the end of the day, what I'm saying is there's so much corruption. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Can I just add one thing?
Just one line. Endemic. One minute. Yes. 1 minute. Yes.
Yes, it's very endemic with Mnangagwa. You remember that day he was taking money, hiring planes from Dubai, and saying that they were being given to him as gifts or as donations. That's the same thing here in the video that has just come into light 2 hours ago. Mnangagwa was saying the 60 million that they were giving to this guy was a donation from this guy. So there's everything wrong about it. We were giving them 60 million, and he says in the video that they are giving us 60 million.
Just 1 minute in English. Go ahead. Just one.
That's exactly what I've been trying to enlighten and demystify with my good brother here in Kulego, to say that there are people who come up as if they've got good intention, but in the meantime, then play a fast number on anybody, I mean, for that nature. And they're probably trying to do that to the president. And hence, they are arrest now, and hence the long arm of the law has been caught up with them. Because you see, the president will always entertain anyone who will come over, and because he's the president for everybody. But then now, it now depends on what intention, what level are we coming to the president with. And look, he cannot then always be on the defensive to everybody who comes up to him.
Thank you, Gordon.
It's up to the system to then weed out such things. If they do, okay. My brother, even the people that approached your own president, Chamisa, not all of them got a good intention. Some will come there with a big smile, and yet they've got all the evil things.
Thank you.
We must plan and accept that such things do happen.
Thank you so much. And I think there's a person who sent us a message. So this message reads like, it's a mockery by Mnangagwa to tell starving people to pray and fast when they have empty bellies already. It's like promising someone in the Sahara Desert heavy rains and floods. That seems like, yeah.
I think, you know, that's a sentiment, like you were saying, that on social media, we saw a lot of people posting pictures of them having breakfast, lunch, and literally, you know, echoing what this follower is saying, that
at the moment,
people are starving already, so why ask for a day of prayer? And we still go back to what the president said. He said that they prayed before cabinet meetings and after cabinet meetings, I think. So this follower here is saying, no, but people are hungry already. So asking people for a national day of prayer. And we heard that in most of the towns, actually, people who were actually trying to get into Harare, for example, were turned away by the soldiers to say, go home and pray. So not much business actually happened in Zimbabwe today. People were being turned away.
And I think I've got some callers who sent me a lot of messages here, Marvelous.
You can play them.
Let me just try to play them. I hope people are going to hear what they're saying. So let me try right now. Here they go. They are just coming right now. So, you know, the system is not working well, but I hope it's going to play. So in the meantime, we can be talking about something else. Like, you know, Marvelous, when we look at all this kind of National Day of Prayer and Fasting, there are some who are actually supporting it, and some who are totally opposed to it. Some were even saying that the president needs some kind of, you know, prayer himself, because they were referring to many issues like the Kukuraundi massacres and other things. So let's try again, maybe to come there.
Yeah, Utaba, Urukunyo Mongameli, Nangako, Logutaban to the Kude, he lives alone. I Unton Tala, we are posting. Menamon, one them going with Aluva Yena, U Kangeleng, Alabo, Ajitelam Saba, Abba Gona, Abba Lelung, the local cocaine is in the Dampulu, Cocaine in Dampulu, Aman Jenga, Bishop, in articles, Abba Segas, Bonki, Abba Bona, Badelung, Gunkulunku, Atelebona, Achiena. Ngoba enjana uyazazi la nga engazibona ukuthi izandla zakhe zingcolile ezigcinekayo. Hayi, hayi, bekungamelanga akwenze. Abamcele labo bamnika ilanga. Cele ukuthi bemnike ilanga, bebeke ilanga lokuthi kukhuleke, ukhokhela ngibona ababahlekazi. Hathi yena ubeka ilanga. Hayi, lapho uqinisile. Lelizwe njengoba seliphakathi kokugedla amazinyo, lizagedla amazinyo okugamile.
Okhulumayo Movisi Nongcube, ngikhuluma ngisetsholotsho eJowa. Ngijabulela umsakazo we-Studio 7 osethulela yonke into eyenzakala elizweni leZimbabwe ngendlela ephakemeyo ephezulu. Ngibonga uPresident wethu uComrade Mnangagwa ngohlelo olwethuleyo olwe-lockdown kuba sihlangane emabandleni, sikhonze uNkulunkulu ophilayo, sikhonze uJesu ophilayo. Lohlelo lwe-fasting and praying siyakujabulela sibili lokho ukuba uPresident wethu Mnangagwa uyakholwa kulo wasidalayo. Siyabonga sibili, hayi, siyajabula lathi ukubana lathi namuhla sike sakhuluma lomkhulu wethu onguye wasidalayo, wasenza saba lapha emhlabeni, onguye owasenza saphefumula, onguye owasenza savuswa nguye uComrade Mnangagwa. Siyabonga, onguye njalo ozayiqeda leyo corona engasoze iqede ngamakhiwa, izaqedwa uJesu Kristu nje kuphela, akukho omunye ozayinqoba i-coronavirus. Ngiyabonga.
Ithi salibonani labalaleli be-Studio 7, ninjani nonke. Ngithanda ukubana ngikhulume ngale i-prayer ecelwe umongameli. Kunzima ukuthi umuntu yena ongalunganga akhanye ecela i-prayer. Alubana ucela i-prayer yokuthi bantu kangilunganga, ngiyisidlova, ngingumbulali, ngicela lingithandazele ubudlova kuphele. Alubana siyizwile le ndaba. Manje nxa ecela i-prayer yokuthi umkhuhlane uphele khumbeni, ilizwe lihambe kuhle, lake lalunga ilizwe elibuswa yisidlova, elibuswa umuntu ongalunganga, akwenzakali lokhu. Yikho ke le i-prayer angiboni siyimela thina, ngoba i-prayer engalunganga ngizazincithani mina vele ngingelalutho, njalo ngizathanya ukuzila ngizilani kona vele ngingelalutho. Umuntu ozilayo umuntu ololutho, umuntu ovele sidla. Mina ngidlani, angilalutho, nginendlala, ngilambile. Umuntu olambile ungathi akazincithi, mina ngusifanda.
There you are, marvelous people really are saying what they want.
Yes.
And this is the platform for that kind of thing. And it's a public sphere where we only don't entertain a person insulting another one. But here they are laying their thing, their facts, and they're laying whatever they're thinking of.
Yes,
so the first one was saying, you know what, bishops were supposed to do all these kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
All these kind of things. And then the second one, Vusumuzi in Cholocho, was actually supporting the president, saying, you know, he's doing well. He said we should pray. Yes, we should pray. You know, that kind of a thing. Then Spanda came in and said, Mnangagwa is not a person to call for such prayers because he has got dirty hands.
Mm.
Because he needs forgiveness himself. If he wanted people to pray for his forgiveness, it was going to be better than him for him to say, let's pray all together and let's fast. He says, how can you fast when you don't have food?
Exactly. Thank you, David.
Yes.
Apo tangatiri kunzwa kubva kune zvimwe zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe vari kutaura ivo maonero avo pamusoro pezuva iri rakadedzerwa nemutungamiri wenyika ranga ririko nhasi ravanga vari kuti zuva rekunamata nekutsanyira nyika. Saka vazhinji vanga vari kutaura kuti pari zvino vanhu vari kufa nenzara. Saka kuti vawanikwe ivo vachinzi ngavatsanye nekunamata zvinogona kuti sei, zvinogona kugozha. Saka ndo zvimwe zvanga zviri kutaurwa ipapapa. Uyezve vamwewo vachiti vari kuwirirana nezviri kutaurwa izvi nekuti Mwari vega ndo vangapedza denda irori reCOVID-19 kana kuti coronavirus. Asiri gaiti mbotari sasa angazuri kuitika iko kuno mugutare Washington DC munozi za kuti kwanga kuine mapisha-pisha. Akawanda pamusoro pekuratidzira kwanga kuri kuitwa imo muno mugutare Washington DC. Saka gaiti one zvangazuri kuitika panyaya iyoyo tichitarisawo kuti kumusha vamwe varikuchema-chema vachitaurawo ivo kuti pane zvimwewo zviri kuitika ikoko. Nyanya panyaya yemadzimai matatu MBC. Tichange tiri kutaura nezvavo tisati tapedza programu yedu, asi regai timboona zvanga zviri kuitika imo muno muWashington.
This Sunday, the June 14, 2020, the DMV Washington DC African diaspora protested to show support for Black Lives Matter. In the wake of racial profiling protests all over the country, in the police brutality to the people of color in the recent murdering of George Floyd by police in broad daylight in Minnesota, before and after him.
We cannot wait for change. We must demand it. I was born in Ghana and raised right here in the United States. My life has not been characterized by differences between Africans and African Americans, but by compassion and recognition of a shared Black identity and a rich history.
This gathering in the Malcolm X Park in the DC have brought both African and African American a bridge to come together despite the cultural differences and value among Black people all spread.
Aiwa, apo tanga tiri kuona zvanga zviri kuitika imo muno muWashington DC. Apo takaona isu zvizvarwa zvemuAfrica vachibatana vachishora iwo kuurayiwa kwakaita murume womuno muAmerica George Floyd, uyo akaonekwa achiurayiwa nemapurisa uyezve akazowanikwa achivigwa musvondo rapfuura irori. Todzokera zvakare tichitarisa zviri kuitika munyika pari zvino. Tinoona kuti pane madzimai matatu eMDC atakaona isu taona nhasi achimiswa pamberi pedare uyezve vachinyimwa mukana wekuti vabhadhare ivo mari yechibatiso. Regai timboona zvakanga zvaitika kwavari zvakare nemusi wechishanu. Aiwa, apo tikuona muzvare Joana Mamombe vanova ivo mudare. Kutanga tiri kutiona vari kukwira ivo mota yemapurisa kuti vaende kuchikurubhi, asi tanzwa zvakare nhasi kuti vanyimwa mukana wekuti vabhadhare mari yechibatiso. Saka ndozvimwe zvatichange tiri kubvunza vari pano vanyarikani vedu hatisati tapeta chirongwa chedu sezvo takuda kusvika kumagumo echirongwa. Gibbs, I was just playing there a video. Actually, I started with the Black Lives Matter video of what was happening here in Washington yesterday, and then went to the trio from MDC Alliance that have been denied an opportunity to pay bail. So since we have Mr. Spanda here, I would like him to just comment, and then Mr. Chuma to also come in and comment on what they think about what's happening here in America and also what is happening at home with the MDC trio.
And we see that there is another person, a black person, that died in the hands of police in Atlanta, and that is Rayshard Brooks. You know, and people went, you know, they were so angry. They set on fire a certain restaurant in Atlanta, and up to now they are protesting, you know. So and these other protests have been going on for 20 days and 20 nights as we speak today. So, Dr. Spanda, we see all these protests around, and, you know, what's the significance of such protests for a Zimbabwe like you, you know, Dr. Swan?
I think that it is important to see that some countries in the world and some societies still have the right and the ability to work for change. I mean, racism is endemic, racism is systematic, and racism is structural. And you see that both black and white Americans are able to come together to force the state to revisit its approaches, or the approaches that are endemic and intrinsic within society as with reference to racism and policing. It is important in our context because it tells Zimbabweans that if anything is going to be all right in this country, it is us who are going to make that difference. We have the responsibility and the duty to make sure that the corruption, the murders, the abuse of the law and the abuse of state power by the Mnangagwa regime and by ZANU-PF
is something that survives simply because Zimbabweans have not decided to take it out. Look, when Thomas Jefferson had finished writing some part of the American Constitution, he said that, look, we have written something beautiful. We've done a beautiful constitution. But this constitution will only be as beautiful as the American people can keep it. So the Americans continue to move an inch forward. You know, they had slavery, and they fought that on the streets through democratic processes. They moved on to segregation. And everybody knows, I have a dream. That was the dream that Dr. King had, a dream that black kids and white kids could go into the same school and sit next to each other. And of course they did. It wasn't easy, but they pushed on. And now we're at a stage where we are now dealing with the more pernicious aspects of racism. We're dealing with the people's hearts. We're trying to change the people's minds and mindset. You're socially engineering. And again, you see that Americans are coming out in full force, even against a president who sometimes is not very clear about or doesn't provide support to these to this movement. But the people of America are saying the American Constitution belongs to Americans, and the Americans will perfect it every other day, and that the Union will be more perfect every new year. And this is what we're saying here in Zimbabwe, that our country will be better. Our country will be more perfect. Our country will have no corruption. Our country will have nobody being killed. Our girls will not be raped by the state. Our girls will not be incarcerated for just demonstrating. And that is the beauty of progress. We're going to move that way. That's what President Chamisa is fighting for. This is what President
Thank
is
you.
Going to bring to this country.
Thank you.
A chance for our people to define Zimbabwe.
Thank you. Let's have Chuma. Mr. Chuma.
Yes. You see, I think this thing is bringing us to a very hard thing to realism that the white man will never, ever respect or like the black man. Like you rightly said, just after the George Floyd incident, we were now witnessing another incident in Atlanta, and it's the same modus operandi, a white policeman killing a black fellow. And so the vicious cycle goes on and on and on. I really don't know how this thing is ever going to be addressed. But we are definitely in a world where a white man who always think that they are more superior than the black man. And it's very unfortunate. And I just hope that the rest of the world is going to address this thing and see that, no, we are a people, whether white or black, but we belong to the same species, and therefore we need to coexist in respect and in a dignified way. And that's how it is. But you see now, at the same time, we must then look at the aspect of the looting and the destroying of property that is now happening. That is the bad thing that should not happen. You see, the fact that these white people treat us like a shit should not then bring us into. I'm into a state of thuggery. We should not loot. We should not destroy property. Yes.
Vachuma, regaini bopindira ipapo. Ndichiti nini zvatiri kuona zviri kuitika ikoko kuno kuAmerica. Takaona madzimai eMDC Alliance vachiedzawo kuratidzira. Vachiti ivo vanga vari kuratidzira panyaya yenzara. Asi taona vakamiswa pamberi pedare. Nhasi vanyemwa mukana wokubhadhara mari yechibatiso. Panguva iyo nyika iri kunamata. Munozvitora sei imi seZANU-PF? Tozonzwa zvakare kuna vatsibanda.
I was still trying marvelous to emphasize a point that I want you to get and understand. I whatever we do, whether we got grievance, we should not into violence. We should not demonstrate and bend down clothing. We should not demonstrate and loot shops. That is totally wrong. It makes one wrong plus one wrong. It will never be right. So the point. Don't try and dismiss it. Don't try and underplay it as well. Let it be heard that I, Joseph Chuma, is saying that in whatever grievances that we have, if we want to demonstrate in a proper way, let us not destroy property. Let us not
destroy. What was destroyed?
I mean, lives.
What did John Amumbe destroy?
No, I'm thinking of America now, my brother. In America, a whole restaurant was burned down.
Okay, Mr. Chuma, if I may just come in there, because time is not on our side. If you could comment on the current situation in Zimbabwe. America, I was a jinswa. Uye zvetinobvumirana nemi nezvamuri kutaura kana munomu vari kutotaurawo kuti kana vanhu vachiratidzira ngavasapisa zvinhu nezvinhu zvakadaro asi panyaya iye zviri kuitika muMBC Alliance taona nhasi madzimai matatu eMBC Alliance vachinyimwa mukana wokubhadhara mari yechibatiso panguva iyo mutungamiri wenyika vanga vari kutsanya nekunamata zviri kuenderana here izvi?
That then goes to show you marvelous. The diversity of things. We've got a judiciary there, we've got the executive there, and we've got the legislature there. So what happened was in the judiciary system, we as Zambians or we as Zambians should not be the ones to take or tell the court what to do or how to grant bail or how not to grant bail. That is a court issue that we as the mere people should just look and follow as long as the courts are doing things according to the details of the law and the systems of the court, then I do not see anything wrong with anyone being denied bail or being granted bail. Whatever they did is definitely another issue, I mean, to talk about. We are actually under COVID and we've got regulations that stipulate on whether people can demonstrate or not demonstrate. And then you are breaking that law, and then you want to see that the labor coming to the same court with every hand. That's where the problem comes in now, my sister Marvelous. So what I'm simply saying is that I cannot comment or interfere with a court process because the judiciary is independent on its own. It follows its own rules and regulations. And us as politicians, we must also do our own thing in our political field here. But one thing I can always say, I do not condone raping, I do not condone beating up of people. I don't condone any sort of violence to anyone who does anything. I've always said that let the law take its course. If somebody is deemed to have done something wrong, they must face the system properly without prejudice at all. So if those three ladies have an issue to answer, let them answer it properly in a dignified way, whereby their rights are observed and everything is observed. And I'm sure so far so good. Everything is being observed. What the courts are doing is up to the courts, not up to us.
Thank you so much, Dr. Spanda. Ngamafutshane konapo. Ngathi ngamafutshane sebe discuss sasihambile.
Yeah, ngiyabonga kakhulu. Look, I think that it's very difficult to deal with people in a way that suggests that we've buried our heads in the sand. Kanti baba Golide, abantu bezimbabwe bathi bona e-America kulokutshengisela kule-COVID. Kodwa ukutshengisela kungamalungelo abantu aku-constitution. Ngalokho kakubhalelwa ngama statutory instruments. EZimbabwe, umuntu uyatshengisela esebenzisa ilungelo lakhe le-constitution elingeke lithathwe ngumnankagwa nge-statutory instrument. Wonoba usenze ngani kuthiwa khona kufika uJesu wathi sendletha umthetho wokuthi ukuthi ezulwini lokungenwa njani. Bantu benkosi, yekelani ukwenza njalo.
Thank you very much, Dr. Spanda. Marvelous.
Yes, I think, you know, time is not on our side. Unfortunately, it's not like soccer where we have extra time. So we'd really like to take this opportunity to thank our guest, Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda of the MBC Alliance and Gibbs.
And we wish to take this opportunity as well to thank Mr. Joseph Chuma of ZANU-PF. These two gentlemen have been great today, right, Marvelous?
Yes, definitely.
Let's tell people that we are actually not live streaming right now. This is a pre-recorded program. So I'm in Maryland.
And I'm in Washington, D.C., currently also broadcasting from home because of the COVID-19. Maybe let's just recap, Gibbs, with the numbers of the COVID-19 cases. In Zimbabwe, we have 383 positive people who tested positive. We have 54 recoveries and 4 deaths. How does it look like internationally?
So roughly about 8 million people have now been infected. And out of these people, over 434,000 have actually died. And when you look at the USA, there are over 2 million people that have contracted COVID-19. And out of these, 115,000 have actually died. And you must note that there are some other people that are recovering.
Yes.
Now there are over 3 million. Bye-bye. Siyabonga.
Bye-bye, everybody. Let's see you tomorrow on Let's Talk. That's a cool grade. Ini ndini Marvelous Nhlanganya Huye, ndiri mu Washington.
And I'm Kirstuwe in Maryland.